It was a job well done for the Donegal hurlers after they convincingly beat the home side Mayo by a scoreline of 1 goal and 13 points to 2 goals and 17 points in Ballina. Donegal had a dream start to the game, scoring 1 goal and 2 points inside the first 5 minutes. Jory Gilmore got the 2 points, followed by Bernard Lafferty scoring the early goal. Just after the 10-minute mark, Mayo's Gary Nolan was brought down in the box and Mayo were awarded a penalty. Sean Kenny made no mistake about slotting it in the back of the net to make it a 3-point game. Mayo kept that momentum going with the score from Owen Rowe, which was Mayo's first score from play, to make it 1-2 to 1-4. Rowe soon levelled the game for Mayo after a crucial turnover from a Donegal puck out. After that, Donegal sorted things out at the back and they went up the other end of the field to add yet another 2 points from David Flynn. Mayo's Kenny levelled the scoring just before half-time, with yet another free, but it didn't last long as Danny Cullen put Donegal ahead by 1 in stoppage time just going in at the break. Mayo made a marquee change at half time, bringing on Keith Higgins, and Higgins made a direct impact for Mayo, scoring a point in the opening few seconds, and Donegal responded in fashion with David Flynn on fire today, scoring again. This time he put it in the back of the net for a goal. If Mayo were just playing catch-up from that point on, Donegal edging ahead more and more, and to add to Mayo's misery, Keith Higgins was soon substituted after a suspected injury. Donegal took full advantage of that, expanding their lead and hunting for a third goal. Mayo just couldn't manage to compete with Donegal in the second half as they failed to score much from play. Donegal comfortably saw out the game in the end, and full-time in Ballina, Mayo 1 goal and 13 points to Donegal's 2 goals and 17 points. Cian McNicholas reporting for Highland Radio Sport.